All right, let's go to the KRDO Newsline and visit with a member of the Colorado Springs Fire Department. Kathy Hook is joining us as always this morning. Kathy, good morning to you. You know, we can never talk enough about electrical safety. I want to kind of get into that and then maybe touch on what happened to displace six families members from their homes over the weekend from this fire that happened. That was a very sad situation. I saw some of those flames on video. It looked very scary, but electrical safety, it's important, isn't it? Good morning.
It is. Good morning to you both. Yes, we had an unfortunate example of, even in our modern times, even with our newly constructed newer homes and housing units, what can happen when a fire starts? And that's just a really, sometimes people don't understand that older materials that are made with more organic materials, you know, pure wood, they burn very differently than synthetic materials and plastics. And they actually burn, the plastics burn quite a bit faster and a lot more toxic. So it seems surprising, but in the good old days, you used to have a little bit more time to get out than we do now. Even with our better suppression systems and better warning systems, we actually have less time to get out in the event of a fire than we used to have. So good reminder, that was really a significant fire up there. Specifically, let's focus a little bit today on electrical fire safety. This is a bit of a broad term, but if you think of electricity in an electrical cord, think of like water in a hose. If you park on a water hose, you know, what's going to happen to that water? Something's got to give. And same goes if you put a heavy piece of furniture on, you know, some cord or electrical cording that you have, something's going to have to give. So be really careful around your house to check for, make sure there's not fraying, that there's not any kind of issue with those cords that we are plugging in, to make sure we really do have safe electrical fire safety around our own homes.
So when you're talking about that, I mean, that it tells us that in a lot of ways, we really should stick away from doing any electrical work on our own. Explain more about that.
Yeah, Shannon, thank you for that. I know it's expensive. We do understand that. But there's a reason that our electricians are masters of their craft. They will make sure that things are done to code, that they are done safely. When people try and do things on their own, you know, it might work, but in the long run, that just, you know, that could really have a poor outcome. And, you know, if you have an older home, it may not have as many outlets or electrical outlets as maybe you wish that it had. Call an electrician in to do that. Extension cords are for temporary use. If you, you know, are doing something in your garage or doing something temporarily with an extension cord, fine. But we've all heard that term, you know, daisy chaining, where you take extension cord to extension cord. That's just not what they're intended for, and that is really not safe for, really you should never daisy chain, but extension cords themselves are for short-term temporary use.
Not only that, but, you know, we always talk about this. Always check your smoke alarms, because they could save lives, can't they?
Absolutely. We've seen so many examples of this. I think we talk about it every week.
Yeah.
And my apologies for the redundancy. But if there is one message that can save lives in your home, please, please have working smoke alarms. We do get that question all the time. Well, what's the best smoke alarm? Truly, the answer, without being trite, is a working smoke alarm is the best smoke alarm.
Yeah.
You know, interconnected is nice. So if there's a fire in the basement, you'll be alerted upstairs. But a smoke alarm on every level of your home, inside and out the sleeping areas, and they do need to be less than 10 years old. They may work after a decade, but they're only guaranteed for that 10 years. So please be cognizant of that as we go about our spring cleaning. I know today is not exactly spring, but as we kind of go around our house and get things ready for spring and summer, check those smoke alarms. Make that be a part of it.
And don't let the chirp go unattended. You know, it's annoying anyway, so change the battery. It's an
easy
fix.
Yeah, and the new ones are self-contained batteries,
yeah.
So the unit themselves are good for 10 years. We really encourage the use of those, because people often will put up the smoke alarm and then forget to change the batteries if it's that 9-volt battery. So we like the ones where the unit is just self-encased.
Okay, Kathy, we'll leave it at that. Thanks for the time. We always love talking to you, and we'll look forward to our next one.
Yes, you guys have a great week.